Big news from Arizona's Public Utilities Commission today. One of the commissioners has issued subpoenas for APS and its parent company, Pinnacle West, asking them to reveal all political spending in recent years, including on the 2014 races for the commission. This comes after months of controversy. KJZZ's Will Stone has been following all this. And Will, what's going on here?
Today, Mark, after months of waiting, Commissioner Bob Burns, who's one of the five commissioners on the Arizona's Corporation Commission, which regulates public utilities, filed subpoenas asking APS and its parent company to disclose all its political spending, and with a particular focus on the 2014 election cycle. Listeners might have heard that for almost 2 years now, there's been controversy over the fact that it's believed Arizona Public Service was behind about $3 million in dark money contributions to help support the campaigns of two current sitting commissioners during the 2014 election cycle. And for months and months, Bob Burns has been hammering at this issue, trying to get the company to reveal whether it did that, saying that this has cast a cloud over the commission. And every turn he's been thwarted. And today he said he took his constitutional right to exercise his power of subpoenaing these two companies.
Yeah, well, as you say, Commissioner Burns has been dealing with this and trying to get to the bottom of this for quite a while now. Until today, he had resisted the issuing of subpoenas. Do we know about the timing? Why today?
I think that Bob Burns, and I just got off the phone with him, would say he'd exhausted every other option possible. More than a year ago, he asked that all the regulated utilities voluntarily refrain from spending money on commission races. A number of places responded and said, we will do that. APS has rebuffed that. Then he asked APS, could you just voluntarily hand over, open your book, show us your spending, and let us know if you were behind this dark money, and they have refused to comply. So there's been going back and forth for a long time now. And then really what kind of, I think, brought it to this point was earlier this month, Commissioner Burns had hired an attorney who has a specialty in public utility commissions to conduct a broad investigation about undue influence on the commission. And the three other commissioners voted to suspend that contract, really calling it a fishing expedition, among other things. And here's what Bob Burns had to say about that.
Stopping this investigation is the desire of APS. The fact that the commission, some of the commission members seem to support that is, I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me.
That's Arizona Corporation Commissioner Bob Burns. Will Stone, what's the next step here? There's a timeline that's set out in these subpoenas, yes?
Yes. The CEO of APS and Pinnacle West, Don Brandt, now has some time to respond, but in about 20 days, he is ordered by the subpoenas to appear in front of the commission. Now, everyone has been saying all along that this thing is going to end up in court, and that will really decide what will happen. The Attorney General has issued an opinion on this issue that Burns requested, and Burns' interpretation of that is that he, as a commissioner, has the authority not only to subpoena APS, but also its parent company, Pinnacle West, because that's a publicly traded company. So now we're just waiting to see the response from APS, what they say, and then whether this thing will head to court.
That's KJZZ's Will Stone on the news today that Corporation Commissioner Bob Burns has issued subpoenas for APS and its parent company, Pinnacle West. Will, thanks.
Thanks, Mark.